Welcome back, my friends. Chef and the Fat Man live from Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center. It is absolutely an extraordinary place. Great classes, great atmosphere, absolutely done first class, but you would expect nothing less from the Big Green Egg. Busily chopping away, missing his knuckles by mere fractions of an inch, and you'll know if he hits them. Anyway, yes, he is Chef Eric with a K. Hold on, Chef, what's up? I see you got some meat off the
I do. Egg. I've got my andouille sausage off, which I'm running a knife through right now. And I kind of want to mince it up. So what I did is I simply took them out of the casings. They were, don't get pre-cooked andouille. This is, you need raw sausage.
Raw sausage. It's a beautiful thing.
And then we go ahead and squeeze them out of the casings, form them into some even larger patties, and then put them on the egg on the grid topper with another one on top so you can flip the whole thing over. It just makes it easier. And then, so when that's done, when it's all cooked, and it's going to cook a little bit more when it goes back on the egg, so you don't want to cook it to an inch of its life.
So how long would you say
at what
temperature?
I'm using sausage from Whole Foods, so you know that the quality is excellent. And this is certainly edible right now as it currently stands.
And how long and what temperature did you cook it at?
I cooked it at 375 for about 15 minutes.
All right.
And they're thin patties.
Now, is that in turning time, totality, 15 minutes, so about 7.5 on each side?
About 10 on the first and 5 on the second.
There you go.
And so those are ready to go. But now what I need to add to it is my peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
Yes.
You said you didn't say only.
Yes, well, this is andouille sausage, and it's not really peanut butter.
Well, then why did you say that? Just to see me look at you funny?
I'm just trying to get you to cringe a little bit.
Well, that's good.
I'm taking a peanut satay sauce.
Ooh.
Which is a Thai satay sauce.
Ooh.
And we're going to mix that in with our andouille sausage.
Wow, now, so it's Cajun Thai.
Right, and I want a good amount of it. It's probably, by the time we're all said and done, a little bit over a quarter cup.
You know what you would call that? Cash Thai.
Why is that?
Cash Thai. Oh, thank you. Look what's coming off. Now, this looks like...
We got sliders coming off.
Yeah, but these are not something you would probably enjoy.
Okay.
Because it doesn't have... truffles in it. It doesn't have...
Okay, can I get back to my recipe now? Okay. All right, thank you. So, I've added the peanut sauce to it, and now there's one more element to add in. That's the jelly. What, nothing? You're busy stuffing your face with a slider, so you got nothing for me. It's a peaceful day all of a sudden.
You know what I could use is a piece of that bacon.
No. So,
I see they got the child-proof lid on it.
Yeah, they do, don't they? Holy moly.
Yeah, I know what you were going to say.
So, I'm going to go around the top here, just tap it with the back of a knife, and there we go.
You broke the seal.
Broke the seal. So, this is actually not just a jelly. It's actually a...
Why am I not surprised?
A tipsy onion and garlic jelly. So... We're not going totally off the reservation. I'm not putting strawberry jam in here.
Onion and garlic jelly.
Yes. Onion. Haven't you ever heard of like bacon jelly? You could also use bacon jelly.
Bacon jelly's good.
Bacon jam is usually what it's called, actually. So I'm going to mix this in with the satay sauce and the peanut or the andouille sausage that's been cooked on the egg. And now what we're going to do is take this mixture. You can see it up there. And we're just going to begin to load up our little wontons. And this is not going to be totally an exact science. You're going to spill a little bit. That's all right. And if you wanted to not stuff your face for a second, this would be a good time for it because I got about 48 of these to do.
Yes.
But when you fill it, we're going to then top it with a little something else as well. We're going to take some cheddar cheese.
Oh.
And I actually have a kosher cheddar cheese that I got.
Now, would this be a mild, medium, or sharp cheddar?
It's going to be a medium.
Okay.
And why did I get kosher? I'll tell you why. because I was looking at the pre-cut cheese at Whole Foods, and really the kosher one looked really good. The color was great, didn't look too dry. So that's the one I decided to use.
Well, you might be surprised. I might have some surprise cheese coming from you that's actually made in France with truffles in the cheese.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
that
and I knew great. You would. So I've the National Cheese Board of France has contacted me again after the wonderful adventure we had with them last time. Now they're contacting us every time they have a new product that they'd like us to try. So I said,
great.
I would love it, but Chef hates truffles.
Oh, right, right, sure.
Well, I threw you under the bus.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. Well, the fact is that would make a great mac and cheese.
Oh, can you imagine?
There's nothing better in mac and cheese than truffles.
It's a mild, softer, and got a soft rind. The mm-hmm. explanation of it was, the description was amazing. And anyway, we'll have more information coming up with you probably next week if things work out right. But anyway, you're filling your little wontons. Now, this is a great place, too, to have kids join you in the kitchen. That's something we promote very, very much.
Absolutely. And, you know, this does not have to be an exact science. When these come out, we're going to put a little bit of that cheese on top. It's going to seal in part of the wonton. And the only period of time we're putting this out there for is just a very short time to melt that cheese. Now, because of that, don't have the cheese be right in the refrigerator and then pop it out just for this, okay? You want the cheese actually to come down to room temperature because you don't want it to shrink up too much, which is what's going to happen if you put it on cold.
We know how tragic shrinkage can be.
So you want to do that with the cheese, and then we're going to take...
Stacy's laughing.
Yeah. It's that uncomfortable laugh that people get when they're around you.
Well, I just wanted a piece of cheese. I don't care how uncomfortable it is.
All right. So I'm going to take these, I think, 5 slices or so. And, wow, the engineer's got food. Look at that. She always gets her food.
Certain things are absolute.
Okay. So I cut each one of the cheese slices in quarters. And now they're going to go on each one of the wontons just to cover it up.
So if you have one piece of cheese you cut into quarters, I'll bet you could cover 4 wontons.
You can cover 20 wontons with 5
slices. Oh, so see, you just have to prove that you... Yeah, I get it.
Studied math. Yeah. Basic math. All right. So, sorry, it was my fabulous education. All right. So we cover these. I think I'm going to need one more piece of cheese before you steal all the cheese.
Oh, I was just going to have a piece.
Yeah. Gee, thank you. You did that with your bare hands. Isn't that nice of you?
Yes.
Can you hand me the cheese package, please? Here. You can have that.
Thank you.
Sorry. Sitting here wearing gloves, and then you take your mitts and put them on the cheese. My goodness. All right. So I've got cheese going on each wonton, and there we go. So over the break, we're going to put this on the egg, and these are just going to melt down. That's all we wanted is just to soften a little bit on the wonton. The wonton needs about 4 more minutes
okay.
to fully cook, 4 to 5 more minutes. So we'll do that over the break, and then we'll get started on our artichoke pizza, which we've already pulled off the egg as well. We just par cooked that a little bit so we can heat it back up on the egg as well.
Now, do you realize that as soon as the date was set by the commissioner, Tommy Black, for the agricultural commissioner for the official release date and ship date for Vidalia onions,
uh-huh.
do you realize we were on the cutting edge? We were the first ones to find that information.
And we reported it.
And we reported it not only online, but we're going to report it right here on Chef of the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. The Vidalia onions are set to ship on April 27th.
Right.
And that was... Now, there are going to be some that attempt to ship them earlier.
Yes, there is.
And it has been proven in the past why the onion growers got together to speak to the commissioner was they're having a quality issue with early shipping onions.
Right. And now, even if somebody wants to ship early, they have to get it certified that it's basically up to the standard. So it has to be inspected. And the reality is, they're just not going to be as good. So If the company that you're buying your sweet onions from is not shipping April 27th or later, then don't buy from them. Because
they don't care.
They don't care. Yeah.
They don't care about protecting the crown jewel of Georgia agriculture, which is the Vidalia onion.
Now, I'll tell you, I think the one surprise that they've got in store for them is the Peruvian sweets from Real Sweet Produce, are from Schumann Produce, rather, are so fantastic that people aren't thronging to get the Vidalias because the Peruvians have been fantastic.
They really have.
Yeah, I mean, this is a Peruvian right here. That looks like a good classic Vidalia to me. And they certainly taste like it, and they cook like it, so.
If it tastes like a duck,
no,
an onion. Well, anyway, my friends, Chef of the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, Chef Eric is getting ready to dash quickly out to his Big Green Egg, which is set at what temperature?
375.
And you're going to run out there for how long?
For 4 minutes.
But it's not going to seem like 4 minutes here on Chef of the Fat Man, because we know how to condense time. We take it to the streets of Atlanta, Georgia, baby.